Now, last November, I was delighted to welcome David Schacht from the Snowdon Singers to Phoenix to talk about their concert, Watercolours, at St Lawrence in Blackmore. Well, the Snowdon Singers have another concert coming up. This time, it's Fair is the Heaven. And here to tell us all about it, once again, it's David Schacht from the Snowdon Singers. Good afternoon, David.
Hello, Bob. Nice to be here again.
It's lovely to see you. Sorry about my pronunciation on some of that.
I'm not surprised. I'll come to that in a moment.
Now, on your last visit, you told us something of the history of the Snowdon Singers. For anyone that missed that, could you give us just a brief recap of...
we can do that quite quickly.
Yeah.
We started off in 1968 because the rector of Doddinghurst realised that there was a centenary of the death of William Byrd,
okay,
who was an important composer of the Elizabethan age and who had, in the last 20-odd years of his life, a house in Snowdon Massey.
Right.
So, local guy. And fortunately, it so happened that there was a chap called Frank Webb who lived in White's Green, actually. And he was a musician, amateur musician, although he was a registrar by trade. But he gathered together a bunch of friends who all enjoyed the same warm beer that he loved. And we got a concert going for the 4th of July 1968. In Snowdon Massey Church, which is tiny but enormous fun to sing in. And to everybody's surprise, it went on from there. We were asked to sing again.
Right.
And so on. And after our second concert, we actually got ourselves a name and we became the Snowdon Singers, and it's gone on from then.
Excellent. Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say it initially. On that first occasion, there were eight of us.
Right.
I say us because I'm one of the survivors. We better not go into that in too much detail.
One of the originals, eh?
Now we're a couple of dozen or so.
Oh, okay.
And I suppose since we're talking about the history of the thing, I must report to those who know that Frank Webb died earlier this year.
Ah.
Rather sadly, that is. At the age of very nearly 91, bless him.
Ah, right. Okay.
But that's where we started, and we've gone steadily on since then.
Okay, so how would you describe the sort of music that you normally perform?
Gosh, it's getting broader and broader.
Right.
We started, as I've just said, singing the music of William Byrd,
yes,
and contemporaries.
Yes.
Goodness me, there's such a lot to choose from. They're lovely. This is the so-called golden age of polyphony, English choral music.
Right.
So there's much to choose there, but we've become more modern in various ways. We've done up-to-date stuff, even living composers, would you believe?
Right.
and so our palette is fairly broad these days.
Right, okay. And you've got this concert on Saturday. It's Fair is the Heaven. It starts at 7:30 at Brentwood Cathedral.
Yes.
And what about the music you're performing on that night?
Now, what we're doing is a selection of anthems, mostly in English.
Right.
This is because the idea came about because we sing a lot of Latin, for obvious reasons, and we thought it might be fun to celebrate the English language in music. There's much to choose. There's some lovely settings of the English language, and as Bob was saying, we have Gibbons, Purcell, Handel, Mendelssohn, Stanford, Parry, Naylor, Harris, and Howells to choose from.
Right.
Really, sort of picking the bunch. And it's a lovely collection of works, all sorts of moods, all sorts of colours. There are two less familiar names possibly among them, which I might have a quick word about. One is Naylor and the other is Harris.
Okay.
I'll deal with Harris first because he's the easier one. He's the less obscure of the two, so to speak. Harris's anthem, Fair is the Heaven, is a magnificent piece of craftsmanship. It's a double choir anthem, eight parts, all bells and whistles. No accompaniment, of course. And it sets a superb text by Spencer, Edmund Spencer.
Right.
It's about the ranks of heaven, actually.
Okay.
Fair is the heaven where happy souls have place, is the beginning of it, where they do still behold the glorious face of the divine eternal majesty, yet far more fair. And then up the ranks you go. Cherubim, seraphim, angels, archangels, And we get to the towards the end of the piece of text. These then infer each other far excelling, as to the highest they approach more near. Yet is that highest far beyond all telling, fairer than all the rest which there appear. How then can mortal tongue hope to express the image of such endless perfectness? And Harris sets that to some really fantastic music.
Yes.
Hey,
I think we could use you to do a few voiceovers. You know, you've got a marvellous voice.
Now this is really wow stuff. It is.
Yes.
But Harris is well known for this one. I think a lot of people might know that particular piece. Right. The Nailer. Now that's another matter. Nailer's not terribly well known.
Right.
Quite a musician. Went to Emmanuel College, Cambridge, as a student, and then came back there after a while as a lecturer and organist. I got an idea, someone told me, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, that he was a professor of music at Emmanuel and also organist at King's.
Right.
Very surprised he'd be wearing those two hats.
Yes.
But they're fairly distinguished hats, so he was quite a musician. And actually, he had an opera performed in 1909 at Covent Garden.
Oh, well.
So he can't be that bad at it.
No, absolutely.
Now, this piece of his, Vox Dicentis Clamor, The Voice Said Cry, this sets six verses, a great slab, so to speak, of Isaiah chapter 40.
Right.
It's verses which include some words which pop up in Messiah, Handel's Messiah. O Zion that brought us good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. This is all familiar text in English. And then it ends with, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd, which again comes up in Messiah.
Right.
But all this, he's set the music in Latin. I don't quite know why. It's a four-part choir, but I deliberately mentioned the fact that he'd had an opera performed because, my goodness, this is dramatic music. It really is.
Right.
We go from 0 to 60 and back again in a couple of bars in terms of quiet to loud and back to quiet again. Everything happens. It is most exciting.
Excellent.
It's not terribly easy, which is why you don't hear it that often, I guess.
Okay.
But it's well worth a hearing. It's a fun piece.
So challenging, yes.
It is.
One of the better-known composers, I guess, is Parry. We're going to hear a piece of music now that will be performed on Saturday night. This is an excerpt from I Was Glad. Would you like to talk us into this one?
Well, now, this is a coronation anthem.
Right.
I know we're getting to be a year late, and we've got a couple more coronation anthems in this programme. We're not deliberately celebrating coronation this year, but they're jolly good anthems anyway. And the Parry has been sung at the last four coronations and has now become a sort of established part of the coronation service.
Right.
I was glad when they said unto me, we will go into the house of the Lord. The full version has a lovely passage where they sing Vivat Rex or Vivat Regina, depending whether it's king or queen. We don't sing that on this occasion, but that's what happens when there's a coronation going on.
Okay.
And again, this is lovely, exciting music, full choir, organ accompaniment.
Yes.
And, if you're going to play a little bit, we'll get a taster of what we're in for.
Okay, excellent. All right. We'll have the news headlines after this, and then we'll be back with David Shutt from the Stondon Singers. This is an excerpt from I Was Glad by Parry. That was pretty stirring stuff we heard just now, wasn't it, David?
It certainly was.
Yeah.
And you managed to play, this is very fortuitous, and thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. You played the vivats, which, of course, we shan't be singing.
Oh, sorry.
Because, no, it's right, it's not a coronation. They only get sung during a coronation, properly speaking.
I see.
No, but they're good, aren't they?
Oh, that's
excellent. A lovely passage. Yeah. But the rest of it, yes, the rest of it you shall hear indeed.
Yes, and that's Saturday night. Fair is the heaven, it's called, isn't it? Now, you've got some accompaniment on the night, I believe. You have an organist, don't you?
Oh, we have the organist,
of
the cathedral, Stephen King, who's played with us and has been a friend to the singers for some time. But he's in home patch at the cathedral.
Right.
He knows the organ well, and it's a fine instrument. Quite a lot of the pieces are accompanied. Quite rich accompaniment in many places, as you'll hear.
Okay.
So, yes, Stephen will be in his element.
Excellent.
And I should stress, you've mentioned this, and I will just stress to be absolutely sure, the concert is at Brentwood Cathedral. And the reason I say this is because there's one publication that went out as a result of a misunderstanding suggesting that the performance was going to be at Blackmore.
Okay.
That was a mistake on somebody's part, I don't know, but apologies in advance, and please don't go to Blackmore on Saturday. Come to the cathedral instead.
Yes. So what are the acoustics like in Brentwood Cathedral? Are they good for your performance?
They're varied. It depends really how many people you've got in there. If you've got a nice lot of people in, the acoustics tidy up. They can be a bit untidy sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I shouldn't say wicked things like that, should I? It's meant very kindly, but...
No, well, it's designed for a full house.
It is indeed.
We need
yes.
a full house. Yeah. Turning back to the Stondon Singers, I believe you have a patron scheme. Would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Oh, yes. We have a scheme whereby, for an exchange of a certain amount of money, not enormous, people can become patrons. Having done so, they then get sort of first-hand news of what's going on with the singers, priority booking, and possibility of reservation of places, seats and things like that.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a useful thing.
And coming up for you in the future, I see you also run workshops. You've got one on the 17th of May, I believe.
Yes. That's something we haven't publicised greatly yet.
Right.
But yes, indeed, it is coming up on the 17th of May. Paul Brough, who is... I'll tell you when I find out.
He's the principal guest conductor of the BBC Singers, I believe.
You beat me to it by a second. I just found him on my crib sheet. He is indeed.
Yep.
Yes, he's going to do some work with us on a Palestrina Mass, and this will be at Tipps Cross, that's near Stondon. Much more information will be coming out about this in the very near future, if it hasn't done already, online.
Okay, so what happens on a workshop like this? Do you take a piece of music and learn it, basically? Do
yes.
You? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, excellent.
Yes, it's very much open to local musicians and people who are interested, so do come along when you find the information. I haven't got much of it immediately in front of me, but I know it's going out on the net and so on.
Sure, yeah. I sprung that on you a bit.
You
I?
Did a
Sorry
bit.
Sorry about
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Good gracious, no. but it's at Tipps Cross, which is nice and easy for locals. it'll be about 10 till 5, break for lunch.
Yep.
And a sort of final sing through at about 4:30. That's the kind of plan.
Okay.
And Paul will be taking us through this super work of Palestrina's. Probably not the whole lot of it, but we'll do some detailed work on and have a sing through at the end of the afternoon.
Lovely.
They're good fun these days.
Yes.
Very
absolutely.
Interesting, and we learn all sorts of things.
Okay. Well, back to more immediate matters. Of course, it's this Saturday. It's Fair is the Heaven. It's a celebration of the English choral anthem. You'll be hearing music from Mendelssohn, Parry, Handel, Purcell, Gibbons, Harris, Howells and Naylor. It's this Saturday. Doors open at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 start at the Cathedral of St. Mary and St. Helen, otherwise known as Brentwood Cathedral, Ingrave Road. I've got here tickets, information on 01992 522 300, or you can email stondon_singers@fsmail.net. Have I missed anything out there, David?
The only thing that is worth mentioning, I think, have you got the postcode of the cathedral there? I think
yes,
you
it's
have.
CM.
They must travel by car.
Okay, CM158AT.
That's it. And parking, probably the best place to park would be the council office's car park, which is a little bit further down Ingrave Road from the cathedral.
Right.
really only a little way, a tiny step.
Okay.
In the southern direction.
Smashing. All right,
Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming in today. We're going to finish off with one last piece of music, which I think many people may recognise, again from Royal Weddings. This is Handel. The Coronations, I beg your pardon. David whispered that in my left ear then. I'm talking nonsense as usual. Never mind. It's called Zadok the Priest. What can you tell us about this one?
Oh, this is one that's been sung at coronations for many, many, many years. Right. Handel composed it for, I think it was George II, right. When there were, according to the stories behind all this, all sorts of glorious muddles before the service actually took place. But having survived all that, it's been sung at coronations ever since. And it's an exciting piece to sing or hear as a standalone anthem.
Right. Well, let's hear it now. And David, thank you so much for coming in, and the very best of luck with Saturday night. I hope you get a full house and those good acoustics.
Lovely.
Thanks.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much.
Bye bye.